Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are
the Romies.
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm. Today we were special guests on our friend's podcast. He has a company, 1-3 Creative, and their podcast is the Super Story Podcast.
Yes, you can find the Super Story Podcast on Spotify. We'll put a link to their website and their podcast on our show notes so that you can check it out and learn more about them. And they really focus on storytelling, and so they were interviewing us from the creative standpoint of things and asking us about our music, and so it's, you know, different topic than we usually cover on our podcast.
Yep, our buddy Houston Howard, and he called up and wanted to talk to us about some random thoughts he had, and I thought that was really cool way of doing a podcast. You have these random, interesting thoughts, and you call someone to talk about it and get their input on it. And it was really cool because this being a time of quarantine, a life on the go looks very different now than it did before the quarantine.
Right? Just what is it? Ago.
Because I feel like my life is on the go right now. Our lives are still like going,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
Though it's happening in our little 485 square foot apartment.
Right.
For the most part. So I think this podcast is really interesting, and we thought we would post it up for you guys. I think you will find it very interesting and helpful during this time. Ways to explore who you are on the go and what your life looks like, right?
And are you going the right direction and
totally.
The directions you want to be going?
Yep, because we can be on the go, and get to one day we kind of go, what have I been doing all these years?
Right. Are
oh, my goodness.
Are you a hamster on a wheel, or are you, accomplishing the things that you wanted?
Yeah, so without getting into too many details about it, I think you'll really enjoy it. I think we're gonna divide it up into a couple different
episodes.
Yeah, a couple different episodes. So we really believe you're going to enjoy this. So keep on listening. This is from the Super Story Podcast, 1-3 Creative, our friend Houston Howard.
Hey, podcast crew, it's Houston. And today I want to introduce you to a type of podcast episode that we're kind of excited about. It's when one of us has a crazy idea, some interesting thoughts, something just rolling around our minds or in our spirit that we want to throw at somebody. But instead of doing a in-depth, well-rehearsed, prepared sort of interview with somebody, we essentially just call up some of our friends, some of the people we know, and get an authentic reaction and have some sort of off-the-cuff impromptu conversation around the topic, and still being value-based, still being interesting, and then be able to give you guys an inside look at what that conversation is. And so today we're going to give you guys insight into a conversation that I had with the Romies, who are a Los Angeles-based recording duo, Alexa and Rory. They're our friends, and they are very accomplished musicians, singer-songwriters. They travel the world singing, writing music, performing music, everything in between. They're also very diverse creatives as well, and they have a really good insight into the creative process, ideation, creation, etc., etc. And basically, I called them up and hit them with some ideas that that I had around Easter, the coronavirus pandemic, and how both of those impact creatives in general. So I hope you enjoy this conversation, and look forward to hearing your thoughts. I was thinking yesterday about Easter, obviously, because it was Easter, and really that whole Easter weekend is from Good Friday on is it's a good time to reflect and good time to, especially when you're stuck indoors 23 hours a day, it makes it easy to reflect. But and just how weird this whole time is, with the pandemic and with the quarantine and et cetera, et cetera, and even the kind of compounding to like all the craziness of thousands of churches aren't able to meet. So just a crazy time. Yeah. But then simultaneously, we have all these people in the entertainment industry that have been out of work and,
got all their projects pushed and their investments fell through. And it's sort of just like such a bizarre thing. And I know, Rory, we had talked last week about, you know, how you noticed that the spike in the COVID patients was supposed to happen on Easter Day. And, you know, there's just a lot of strange things going on. And I started thinking, and I had some interesting, you know, parallels that came to me about sort of the life of a creative and sort of the writers and creators in general, whether your music or film or whoever, and, you know, some lesson that we could learn from Easter. And so here's my sort of my random thought about the whole thing. Is, you know, you look at Easter obviously as sort of that the Sunday morning aspect of it, but really, you know, you kind of string it together from Good Friday on, right? That really Easter weekend is the entire weekend of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And for people that aren't familiar with sort of the religious undertones of Easter, or sort of the, you know, sort of the factors of the historical event, basically the short version is Friday Jesus was beaten and crucified. On Sunday, he was resurrected, and Friday was this giant bummer of a day. Sunday, much, much better of a day. And obviously, there's good, you know, there's Friday has a lot of importance. Sunday has a lot of importance, obviously. But one thing I started thinking about weekend was Saturday and how we go from Good Friday and jump over to Resurrection Sunday. But most of us sort of don't think about the Saturday.
Yeah.
Historically speaking. Right.
Yep.
And, what's fascinating about Saturday to me is that nothing horrible happened on Saturday, right? Nothing great happened on Saturday either. But you imagine sort of the followers of Jesus on that Saturday, and it was just like it had to be the longest day of all time, a day of like uncertainty, anxiety, fear. You don't know what the future holds, and just felt like one of these random midweek quarantine stuck in your apartment all day sort of long days, right? but I was thinking that there's probably some lessons that we can pull from Saturday. That I know there's obviously lessons we can pull from Sunday, there's lessons we can pull from Friday, but there has to be lessons in Saturday. And then I tried to, you know, go back and kind of relate this back to sort of the lives of creatives and professionals. But then we can talk about that. But have you guys ever thought about the Saturday between Good Friday and Sunday?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about it this weekend. That's interesting. I think a couple of things came to my mind as you were speaking. Friday. Right. You were talking about how the importance of Friday and the importance of Sunday. Sunday wouldn't have its importance without Friday having happened. So while Sunday was a great event, it would be useless in the Christian belief without Friday having happened.
Right.
Right.
Right. You're 100% right. Yeah.
They're totally connected. And so Saturday is this day in between. It came to my mind that when I was fighting cancer a couple of years ago, Saturday to me feels like the time that I had to reflect, let's say after each chemo treatment, or even after I was declared cancer free. It's a time. Yeah. It's a time of fear. You don't know if it's going to come and happen again. Just like, you know, the disciples locked themselves away, not knowing if the Jewish leaders were coming after them as well to kill them.
Right.
So they're terrified. They're all locked in a room, you know, just hiding and scared and in mourning, obviously, because, you know, their leader was dead. The guy that they believed was the Messiah was suddenly dead. What's that about, you know?
Right.
So I think that for me, it is really important to have that day to really sit and feel what's happening.
Sure.
Take it in, to be in it, and also to reflect on, as a creative for me anyhow, to reflect on what did this stuff mean? Looking deeper into my life, what does it mean for me? What does it mean for my life moving forward? What does it mean right now? What does it feel like? You know, to really sit in it for a time and experience it and try and draw something from it. Not to try and make something good out of something bad necessarily, but to understand that, you know what, this is going to eventually work out for something good in my life. And if I follow the path in that direction, meaning that's where I know I'm headed, that's what I believe, and then reflect on it in that sense, I think it makes a big difference as opposed to, oh my gosh, this setback just ruined my life, you know?
Sure. See, that's the that's Go ahead, Alexa.
Well, I was, just to build on what he's saying, as creatives, we get the inspiration, we get the things that we tell stories about from those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't take time to feel them or to explore them and discover them, we could miss out on some potential really good stories and we could miss some inspiration. And I have found, like, when you talked about Friday and Sunday, one thing that didn't get talked about was that Jesus was crucified and he was risen again, but he was buried. And so I think about on Saturday, we have Jesus buried. And so when I think about that, like from the standpoint of a creative being buried, is the time, this is our time where we can really reflect, like Rory said, but also we can do things that are going to expand our creativity. And there's a lot that we can do in this time where we sort of might feel that we're buried. We have that personal time where we can really dig, and not only to reflect, or in addition to what Rory said, to reflect, but also to maybe develop additional skills that will then also feed back into what we're doing.
That's the interesting thing, because this whole, this COVID-19 quarantine global pandemic stuff, you know, it seems like we're going through this interesting Friday, Saturday, Sunday cycle to where, you know, Friday happened for so many people. I mean, outside of people getting sick or losing loved ones to the disease, you know, I know dozens of people, and I'm sure you guys do too, as recording artists that have lost jobs, that have that their projects fell through. They were staff writers. They got furloughed. You know, the concerts canceled, you know, gigs canceled
canceled. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, this thing has disrupted. I mean, it's like, it's a major thing, I mean, it's a major thing globally, but just specifically for the entertainment industry, this has, you know, been, pretty nasty as far as the professional ambitions and the professional careers of some super talented people. So I feel like we, you know, just about a month ago, we really, you know, 3 weeks ago, we really went through that Friday. I'm 100% convinced that we're going to have our Sunday, our really good Sunday, where things pick back up. That you know, there's so many people that, you know, even though things have burnt down, there's so many people going to sort of rise out of the ashes and do some amazing things. I think this is going to shift a lot of cool stuff in the entertainment industry. I think it's going to be resetting in the marketplace. I think more opportunity is going to pop out of this than there was before. So ultimately, I think this is going to end up well. But I feel like right now that we're stuck in Saturday, right?
Yep.
We're stuck in sort of this weird in between of anxiety and trepidation. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't know, you know, where's it going to go or what to even do right now? I mean, like, what do we do? As creatives, like Alexa was saying, we got to figure out how to sort of pull on these things and look at them as opportunities to double down on patience, preparation, you know, faith in a better tomorrow, et cetera. Yeah. Have you guys, like, just specifically speaking, you know, have you guys been affected by this whole thing as far as like setbacks and cancellations and, you know, in general caused by the coronavirus?
Yeah, we had to cancel. We had a European tour planned for May, and I think it was in February we had to decide, and we made the decision to not do the tour, and obviously that turned out to be the right decision because it would have eventually been made for us anyway. But we had been prepping and planning for that tour and had to cancel it. And hopefully it's just a postponement into October. Hopefully our October tour will still be able to happen. So we had to cancel our tour, but this also has been for us more of a time of actual hope and creativity. As much as I can resonate with what you're saying, I also am like, for us, this is a really... I don't know. It's a blessing, because especially like if you're a writer, This is the perfect time to write.
Sure.
You have no outside demands, more or less. I mean, you still have them, but the deadlines have been a little moved, right?
Sure.
And so you have more time to write that novel, to write that script, to write that song.
Yeah.
And for us, it feels like it's opened up this whole freedom to be allowed to be creative and not have so much pressure around it, right? Because everything we create has to be awesome.
Sure.
And it's
gotta make money now.
I can't write that script if it's not awesome. I can't shoot that film if it's not gonna be amazing. And so now is the time to say, okay, what is keeping me from creating the way I want to? And what can I do now to get those obstacles out of the way? Like, if it is a fundraising thing, then okay, how can I get creative? How can this open up doors for me to fundraise for my next film?
Sure.
Everybody is way more online than they ever have been. You're going to have a lot more eyeballs on your social accounts.
Sure.
So this is a great time to think about, okay, you know, everybody's also hurting with their job. So you have that whole like, okay, give and take, but you can prep that. You can set that up. So when the country opens up again, you have this new platform that you're going to share with everybody, or you have this new script that you're going to start pitching. As an actor, you've got more monologues that you've practiced or more scripts that you've been able to download and practice.
It's really funny, the different perspective of like her mind and the way my mind works. So while she's thinking about what can I do, right?
Sure, right.
That's who she is. Then I'm thinking about, okay, what does this mean? How is it affecting me deep inside? In the sense of even a lot of people out there are unhappy in their jobs.
Sure.
You know? And let's face it. Look, we make our living by people gathering into large groups.
Yeah, right. Sure.
So it has gone to pot, right? Everything's canceled. There's nothing on the books firmed up, except for some things we're looking at in October right now. Everything else is like on hold or has canceled, right? That's just how it is right now. So, okay. I looked at that and it's given me the opportunity to now say, okay, what are my strengths? What are my real strengths and my flow that feels right and where I can really be in the center of my, of who I am, working out of my strengths? Because, you know, we have to work. Working in my strengths is what I'm saying. We have to 100%. Work outside of our main strengths so often in life, right? To
100%.
Pay bills and stuff.
Sure.
So this is a great opportunity for us to explore and find what our rhythm and our real strengths may be outside of our job forcing us to do something else.
100%. And you guys know as songwriters, musicians, recording artists, general creative professionals and myself included, mindset is such a big is such a big thing in you know, Roy, you mentioned creative flow and just getting into that creative flow. If your mind's not sort of locked in, sometimes most of the time it's difficult to be able to, you know, write something effective, meaningful, and good. As we're sitting in this Saturday, not knowing how the world's going to be put back together, when, and et cetera, et cetera. And even just in general, even outside of the coronavirus, how much, how do you get in that mindset? You guys in particular, how do you get in the mindset of that creative flow where you're not thinking about bills, you're not thinking about, or do you think about it and just use that as sort of fuel for, or better art?
I think for me, it kind of goes back to what I said before. It's I have to take a moment to acknowledge what's happening and, okay, well, shoot, what does this mean? And then look at, okay, this does mean that we're not going to have income coming in like we did. And it does mean this and this and this. And then to say, that's okay.
Sure.
I have to let that go. Because look, as a creative, if we're all bound up in something I struggle with constantly, with anxiety and stress about, what's coming, what may not come, and how we're going to pay our bills, man, if we're bound up in all that, it's like you tie a knot in the pipe of creative flow.
100%.
So I think for me, it's also been a time of saying,
okay, you know what? It's going to be okay. God's going to provide. I'll have food on the table. I'll have shelter. I'll have transportation. And I'll have, what's the other thing they always talk about?
Clothing.
Clothing, yeah. Sure. I've got the disciples are covered.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And so beyond that, now I'm just going to chill and say, what happens, happens.
Sure.
And I'm going to create now and try and feel free to do what is in front of me and what I feel like I'm supposed to be about.
Yeah, 100%.
So we feel like this is a good place to pause for now, and we're going to pick it up again in our next episode. So check it out. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us. We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.